Amir Tzeshem, Admeya Vesrim, we should have many years of saying the same thing, which is I always going to open this shmooze with the same line, which is we're leaving yeshiva walls, we're going away from yeshiva for a few weeks now, but the values and the growth and the ideals of yeshiva should never ever leave us, should never ever leave us. When we graduate, we move on. The idea of being a ben yeshiva, the idea of being a ben aliyah, someone who's growing, someone who's constantly looking to be better, should never ever leave us. And again, we're going to try and talk about that a little bit now, specifically related to Pesach. In addition, again, I'm not going to focus on it now, but we can't help but just mention, it's not going to be the focus of the shmooze today, like it was our last shmooze for winter vacation, but the situation of Eretz Yisrael, as we learned this past Matzei Shabbos, we didn't really talk enough, at least here publicly, I didn't talk enough, about the miracle of this past Matzei Shabbos. There were so many layers of miracles. This past Matzei Shabbos, for anyone who had family, I know I have a sister who lives in Israel, who lives in Yerushalayim, who is not usually awake after like 10 p.m. And I got a text after Shabbos from her saying, like, this is scary. Please down for us. You're hearing literally bombs explode around you. And the fact that Israel was protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, who runs the world, who does everything, protected us. And the amount of layers of miracle of the partnerships between countries like Jordan and the amount of the things that were going on there to save thousands of lives is really a miracle. But what we also learned on Matzei Shabbos is a lesson that we're constantly learning, which is anything could happen at any time, and we are certainly still in a very precarious situation. Obviously, the hostages that we hope and daven are safe and are alive. We daven that every single day they should come back. The soldiers that are being called up that are still serving and are not going to be home for Pesach, we daven, we continue to daven for them, and they should be on our minds this Pesach, and that should be on our minds every day, and as we leave yeshiva, that should be on our minds as well. But that's not going to be the focus of our shmooze today. I want to share with you a personal story that just happened this week. It's not the most exciting story, but I will share it with you. This past Sunday night, my stepson, my son, and I, we arranged a basketball game to be played in a local gym in Boca. I like to play ball. It's not a secret. I like to play basketball, and I don't get to play as much as I'd like to, and I enjoy it, and we had a basketball game arranged, and I'm going to admit to all of you here, I was excited. I was excited to play ball. I hadn't played ball in a little bit. I certainly hadn't played with young 20-year-olds in a long time, and it's good for me to stay young a little bit and to run on the court, and I was excited to play. I had to go to Miami to pay a shiva call on Sunday afternoon, and I figured timing should work out perfectly. Pay the shiva call, visit some family in Miami, head back to Boca for Mincha Maariv, and then play ball immediately following Mincha Maariv. That was my schedule. I had worked it out. I'm a little bit of a schedule guy. That's every day. I'm a little bit of a time person. I'm a little bit obsessed with the clock. So I was like, okay, I had it all mapped out, I had it all worked out. The problem was my schedule got a little delayed, and it was around 7 o'clock when I had to leave Miami. And I'm going to share with you a real, serious, personal struggle. I was really torn. I was so excited to play ball. I don't get to play a lot. I just don't get to play a lot. I don't get to put on my sneakers and play. I was excited. I was ready to play. But I knew if I tried to make it back to Boca for Mincha Maariv, I'm going to miss Mincha. I'll probably make Maariv. I'm going to miss Mincha. And I was really torn what to do, because I really wanted to play ball. And I knew that if I wait to that Mincha Maariv, I'm going to miss so much time. I'm not going to play ball. And I was really struggling with it. And I said, you know what? Let me start driving. Let's see how traffic looks like. And I get on the 95. And again, I'm passing exit 12, passing exit 16. I was there. Yeah, I'm getting there. And I'm like at, like, you know, Pembroke, and I'm like, okay, here's the cheshbon right now. Either I stop in Hollywood, and I daven Mincha Maariv in Hollywood. Okay, I'll be a half hour late to ball. But like, okay, I'll daven Mincha Maariv like a mensch. I'll be a few minutes early in Hollywood. But okay, I'll daven like a mensch. Or I'll, like, speed as fast as I can, driving safely, to get back to Boca, be pretty late to Mincha, probably miss Mincha, catch Maariv, and be on time to ball. And I'm being really honest with the room right here. It was a real struggle. It wasn't like, obviously, I'm going to daven Mincha Maariv in Hollywood. It was a real struggle. I was really genuinely struggling. What do I do? And I'm sharing this with you not to say I'm such a tzaddik. I'm not. I'm probably a very small person on the fact that this was such a hard thing for me. I probably should have been a much bigger person. It should have been that I'm an old person. I should have enough, you know, bechira at this point that it wasn't even a hard thing for me. But I'm being honest with the room. It was hard for me. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to get off at Hollywood. I'm going to get off at Sterling. I'm going to go to Young Israel Hollywood. I'll be 5-10 minutes early to Mincha. But I'll daven like a mensch. I'll daven Mincha. I'll daven Marim. And I'll go home and I'll be late to Bol and it's okay. And I was thinking a lot about that decision. I was a little bit, you know, giving myself, you know, permission to feel that it was a struggle. And proud of myself also. I'll be honest. I was proud of myself that I made the decision that was the right decision to stop and daven Mincha Marim. But I was thinking about the decision, and I was thinking about it. It distracted me a little bit in my davening, and I've been thinking about it since, with, like, what was exactly at the core? What was at the core of that decision, and what was exactly going on? When we think about Pesach, every Yom Tov, every holiday has a certain theme, has a certain essence. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, in his Sefer Chachma Musar, the Mashgiach of the Mir, talks about that the essence of Pesach is avdus. The essence of Pesach is slavery. We left being slaves of Paro, and we became slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does it mean to be a slave? What does that mean to serve someone else? So I was thinking about it when this decision happened with playing ball versus going to Mincha, and I think at the core of being a slave is putting someone else's needs above my needs. If I'm a slave, I don't have the luxury. I don't have the luxury to put my needs first, right? My master tells me, right, go work the field, right? Go do whatever he tells me to do. Go serve dinner, whatever it may be, right? I don't have the luxury to say, you know what? I'm just going to finish, like, the show. I'm, like, in the middle of streaming Netflix. Like, just give me, like, an hour, and I'll totally serve dinner. You know, you don't have that choice, right? The whip comes out, and he beats you, and he says, no, go serve dinner. That wasn't really a choice, right? You got to go do it now, right? Go work the field. That's what a slave is, right? Again, a slave, even a good, kind master who's supposed to treat their slave with dignity, right? The rules are the game are, you do what I say, when I say. You don't have your own possessions, you don't have your own time, nothing is yours. When it comes to slavery to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea actually is very, very similar. The idea is that we're supposed to be avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning we put his, capital H, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desires before our own. We trying to live a life where, asei ritzoncha kirtzono, we want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will our own will. The goal, and it's not an easy goal, but the goal of being an Eved Hashem, what that phrase really means when we think about it is I have things that I want to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has things that he asks us to do, and the goal is to be able to put his will above our will. And as we go into Pesach, I don't think this is a small thing. I really don't think this is a small thing. We all are faced, and I gave you an example of a place where I passed the test. Trust me, there are plenty of times where I don't pass the test. But there are so many times in our day, in our lives, where we're put to this test. I have something that I want. I have something that I want, that I feel will be fun, will be good, will be enjoyable. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what the right thing is to do, what his will is, and we have a challenge. We have a challenge in front of us. Am I going to do what I want? Am I going to do what I feel is good? Or am I going to rise to the test and be an Eved Hashem and rise to that challenge? And I want to share two thoughts in this realm. I look around this room and I really, really feel a huge sense of nachas, of pride, on the growth of the Talmidim here in the yeshiva, the growth of the yeshiva. For the boys that have been here for longer than me, for 3 years, I'm sure you can see the growth of the yeshiva, and I don't just mean in numbers. I don't just mean the growth of the yeshiva in numbers. I could speak towards Minyan as an example. Our Minyan, there's nobody in this room who was here last year who would disagree. Our Minyan here in the Ashkenaz Minyan, our Sephardi Minyan, the davening that's taking place this year is so much stronger than it was last year. It's not even comparable, right? The level of tefillah, literally tefillah, the level of people davening together, coming together, of course we have room to grow. We're not talking, of course there's room to grow. But the level of tefillah, the seriousness towards davening, it's on a new level. It really is. It's on a new level. there's so many areas that we have grown as a yeshiva, and I look around the room and I'm really proud to say that each and every one of you, I've seen so much growth in each of you in different ways. There are many different challenges that we all face. I know we just had our Mla Malach and we singled out a few kids, but I really could look around the room and I promise you there's not a single boy in this room, not a single one, that I couldn't look at and point to and sit and talk about your growth in a real way, not in a fake way, in a real way. Talk about your growth, talk about the way that I've seen you grow in your midos, in your maturity, some handling adversity, Torah growth, tefillah. There's boundless levels in which we've all grown, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch. And as we go into Bein HaZmanim, and we think about growth, we think about a time outside of yeshiva, often the greatest growth in our lives comes when no one else is watching, when no one else is telling us what to do, when there's no one. I know some of us, okay, our parents are telling us you got to go to Minyan. I don't mean that. I mean when nobody else is saying, this is what I need you to do, this is what the schedule you need to follow, but that we on our own choose to do something. And I always, always encourage you, take something that you want to grow in. I don't care what that area is. I really don't. Choose an area of growth for you that you want to be better in over Bein HaZmanim. Take an area of growth. If that's tefillah, if that's waking up and diving, amazing. If it's learning a few minutes a day, amazing. If it means I want to be nicer and kinder to my siblings, amazing. If it says I want to be better with Kibud Avaim this Bein HaZmanim, awesome. Whatever it is that you want to grow in, whatever area. It's not what I want you to grow in. It's not what your Rebbeim want you to grow in. It's what you want to grow in. What's an area that I want to grow in? And take it upon yourself. Something, I always, again, two pieces of advice. It should be something small and something daily. Small and daily. Small and daily. And think about it. What is something that I want to do every single day to make sure that I am growing through Bein HaZmanim, that when there's no Rabbeim next to me, pumping me up and charging me up, or the elephant's not dancing with me in the auditorium, right? What am I doing, right? What am I doing to grow, to push myself, and to be better? And again, very important, what you want to grow in, not what anyone else wants you to grow in. What's the area that I want to grow? But there should not be a day in our lives when we're not looking for growth. The second area that I just want to leave you with is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. There are some people here in this room who are making Pesach in their home, which is beautiful and awesome. There are some people who are going away for Pesach, which is beautiful and which is awesome. But there's a lot more opportunity for interpersonal growth. For interpersonal growth, again, there's a lot of opportunity here in Yeshiva, and we have a lot to grow in terms of being kinder to each other and putting smiles and greeting people. But when we're outside and we're seeing other people, the reality is, whether you like it or not, you may say, Rabbi, you're wrong, I don't believe you. I promise you, every single one of you is being judged as a Ben Yeshiva, as someone who's in Yeshiva, and it's not about Oratora, it's not about PR. I don't care about Oratora and PR right now. I really don't. I care about you, and I care about Klal Yisrael. But you're being judged. This is a Ben Yeshiva. This is what a Ben Yeshiva looks like. For some of you, again, that may be on a Pesach program where there are people who are Ben Yeshiva, Bnei Yeshiva, and people who are not Bnei Yeshiva, and they want to see, how do you act? What are your midos like? Yeah, you're playing a pickup basketball game, a football game, you're whatever you may be, right? You're in the dining room. They want to see how you act. This is how Ben Yeshiva acts. This is how he talks. These are the words that come out of his mouth, right? This is the way that he talks to people. They're looking. I promise you, they're looking. They're saying, this is what a Ben Yeshiva talks like. And again, I mean it seriously. I'm not talking about Or HaTorah Yeshiva. It's not an Or HaTorah thing. It's you. You're a Ben Yeshiva. You're a person who's in Yeshiva. They're going to be looking at you. And they're going to be thinking about, this is what a Ben Yeshiva acts. And it's a responsibility to raise our game and to be better. And I want to say specifically with our families, often the hardest midos are at home, right? With our parents, with our siblings. For those who are home and making Pesach, to give the extra help, the reason why we're ending Yeshiva today and not going through the rest of the week is that we can help our parents. We help our parents help make Pesach, help the family, right, and do things. So for most of us, I believe, who are home, right, so to come home and offer help, ask your mom, what can I do? Give me jobs. Tell me things that I can do to make Pesach easier. You know, again, if you drive, amazing. You can run errands. If you don't, you could scrub. You could clean. You could do things to clean up in the house. But for real, offer it. Don't wait for your mom to call you out of bed at 11 o'clock. Offer it. Say, Mom, what can I do? How can I help? What is there to add here? And we should grow in our Beidam L'makom, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our Avdus, again, in feeling that battle. We're all going to have struggles. I have a lot of struggles. And we have that choice between, we have Mincha Ma'ariv, I have a basketball game. It's not an easy choice, and again, I struggle with it too. I still struggle with it. I still struggle with a lot of these challenges. I'm sure all our Rebbeim in different ways. I'm sure most of our Rebbeim don't struggle with these challenges that I struggle with. They're bigger people than I. But we all have our challenges. We all have our struggles, things that we want to do, things that are in our best interest, that are exciting to us, and the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the message of Pesach is that we're not Avdei Paro. We're not slaves to the things that are external. We're Avdei Hashem. We're slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should mechazik ourselves. And second of all, again, in Beinam Lachaveiro, to be mechazik ourselves in Beinam Lachaveiro, to make sure that we're having a positive impact on the people around us, to remember that we represent Yeshiva, and for ourselves, to work on our Beinam Lachaveiro and to grow. We should all have a beautiful Pesach with the return of the hostages. All the soldiers should be safe. Everyone should have a great day. Gemara is going to start at 9:30.